Welcome to Harvest World Assembly, where the word comes like fresh bread from the ovens of heaven. And as you listen to God's servant, Pastor Gwenga Shafe, keep these words as they purify you in this journey of destiny.
Today's message is not long, but it's bloody. John chapter 6. When you are young, the things that are used to define life and fulfillment for you are sugary things, pleasurable things. But as you begin to mature, and you see, let me tell you, the spirit realm and the natural realm, a lot of rules apply. The same, a lot of their rules are the same. Do you understand me? Now, for instance, you sow a seed 3 months after or 4 months after you have a harvest, maybe a farm of maize, corn, millet, whatever. Now, there are some seeds you sow when you go to the farm. It doesn't take until like 3 years, like maybe mango or some of these trees, palm fruit, many years before you even see one fruit. But you are waiting for it. Because the challenge with sowing seed is that as a farmer, you are not permitted to be ignorant. Are you hearing me now? Come on, say, you are not permitted to be ignorant. That means before you start planting maize or doing poultry, you must know all the possible issues. What are the kind of sicknesses, what's that thing, bird flu, and all of that things that can affect your harvest. Then plan for them. Mitigate it. Don't say it won't come. The day it comes, it will be very quick. It will sweep everything. The problem is that many are sowing seeds with ignorance. That's why I told you that the rules that apply to the spirit many times also apply to the flesh, to the natural things. Then you go to the farm, for instance, and then you sow, you know, in those days when I used to go to the farm with my dad, and most of you don't know that we went to the farm, but I have actually spent hours every day in a farm, and I hated it. That's how I knew that I needed to go to school. Now, whatever you do, make sure you graduate. If not, this farm will be your life. Say, mechanized farming, we have different types of, we have mechanized farming, you have subsistence, oga. If you don't want that subsistence farming to be your prophecy, you better face this algebra. Now, imagine you, our farm was like 1.5 hours drive in Bauchi State. Did your dad have a farm? Okay, all of us. Because all of us, you know, the thing with association is that you will do the same thing. Every time you decide to be a loner, you will always be late. You'll be getting information late. Because there are certain things that others, by virtue of more research, they have access to. They will tell you, so there will be scarcity of palm oil tomorrow. Go and buy palm oil today. But because you is only on Instagram, you will not hear that one on Instagram. It's on Google News. It's on business news. It's when you are close to the woman at the market. They'll say, uncle, buy tomorrow. Price don't change. Then you buy. And that's even if you're a good customer. Yeah. If you are the one that agreed today, well, I can say, leave me, you will suffer tomorrow. It's coming to pay double. Now, imagine you go all the way to the farm. And then you now look at these 10 hectares. And you just took just 20 seedlings. And then you got to the farm. How long does it take you to plant 20? Two. They tell us two. Two. That means once 10. Once you drop that seed into 10 holes, praise the Lord. And then you begin to shout and rejoice that you have sowed your seed. The other guy comes with a bag. Millions, hundreds of thousands of seed. Say, will this thing be enough? Let me tell you, Ecclesiastes said, give a portion to 7 and to 8. The reason why we give a portion to 8 is because we do not know the evil that will be in the land. The requirement is 7. It is the extra that makes the difference. That's Ecclesiastes 11. That's not my message. And in life, that law is there. Whether you are reading book or you're a pastor or whatever you are doing, it is always the extra. Don't open your mouth and say you sowed seed when all you sowed was just 10 seedlings. Don't talk when those who really sow seed are talking, just be nodding your head. That's why, oh my God, John chapter 6. I don't know who that one is for, but I needed to just, I don't know, because it's not even in the schedule for today. Can you get this mic up? I can hardly hear myself. I'm not even sure if God can hear me. John chapter 6, verse 1 to 12. After these things, after these things, when Jesus went over the Sea of Galilee, and I don't want to stay there because that's not the emphasis, but if I was preaching, that's where I would stay. Over the Sea of Galilee, which is the Sea of Tiberias, quickly, too. And a great multitude did what? What you don't follow tenaciously. Do you know that for these guys, they had to, for you to be at this particular location, you must leave your business. This is not the marketplace. This is not the farm. For you to be at the Sea of Tiberias, the only option is that maybe peradventure you're a fisherman. Now, in case you don't know, for those who think Peter was a broke guy, the fishing business then, and if you had a ship, it was equivalent to having an airline today. Are you seeing the weight now? Now, when you say you are a fisherman, you are like those who are selling tickets at the airport or agent. But when you are the owner of Arik or Epis, you are like Peter. Do you see the taste even Jesus has in selection? That if we are going to get this after I go, I need a man who has sustained his business to the point where he was able to buy a ship. That when many of you are saying, God, you have not heard me, and God is seeing that even in the management of your own life, you failed. You select the part of the word of God you want to hear and say the other one is not too important. And God say, leave that one. Let her be an agent. We are looking for people who we will give sheep to. In the context of where you are you with me now? So God is not mocked. But you see, for there was a price for the following. The price was that they had to leave all. In fact, the only guy who came with something, that Jesus eventually took the thing from his hand. Are you with me? The young boy who innocently came with 5 loaves. It was that 5 loaves. Oh yeah, it's time to also sow your seed. And they picked it. Now imagine that out of the 12 extra baskets, is it Jesus that will take that one? Have you thought about it? You think, did you see Peter stashing the sheep? So what do you think happened to that boy? Are you hearing? Huh? You see, when you read the scriptures, you must read what is being said and what is being inferred. Because what is being inferred is your own instruction. Did you see Peter packing baskets? This is not your business, Matthew. You are an accountant. John, oh yeah, arrange it like this. One for each of us. Now, excuse me. The source of that miracle is still in the boat with you. Why do you think you need those 12 baskets? Are you seeing the greed that robbed off of our miracle when even Satan could not? God did something for you and you thought it was just about you. If you fall under the anointing from today till tomorrow and you don't understand this one, when you get to heaven, they will create a department for the fallers. Those who fall and break camera, break laptop, break computer. They will create a department. Say, be breaking. Let me quickly read to verse 12 because this thing is sweeting me, but I want us to close it. Go to verse 2. I'm stopping at 12. Go to 2. Quickly. And a great multitude followed him because they saw his miracles, which he did on them that were diseased. Now, in case you want to come on now, because I'm going to say, if people are just following Jesus because of miracle, miracle, miracle. If you are sick, you will know what. Do you know what it means for something to be diseased? That means there's pain. There's no ease there. So imagine a man coming like this. And then Jesus stops his message and looks at that leprous man. Say, if you want to be made whole. Do you want to be made whole? The man say, if thou canst help me, help my unbelief. And he say, it is my will for you to be healed. Be cleansed. Thank you, sir. And he was going back to where he stood. Straight. So, Chukwuebuka, stay at the shop. I won't be coming today. Something is happening where I am. He calls his boy. Don't leave the shop. You know, yesterday you were playing. Stay in the shop today. I'm not around. Tell all the customers I'm coming. This thing I'm seeing here can multiply my business. So he sat down. I want to hear the words of him who has the ability with one word to say, be cleansed. And how a man says amen, turns back, still with the condition, and begins to straighten up. Said they followed him because of the miracles which they saw that he did. So he did. He didn't just speak. He looks at a guy who is crippled. And the guy stands up. How do you explain this kind of thing? It's not like any way we have seen it before. I beg, sir, what's the matter? I've been calling you. Come and supply the water. Sir, can we do tomorrow? Where I am now, I can't. If I can't get up, I don't want them to take my seat. I can't get up. You see, when we ask people to sit in front, it's because we are not sharing money. Many people are serving mammon. Say, just sit at the back. I like sit at the back. You don't know. You don't know your own heart. Even when you listen to the word and you behave like this, you are sleepy. It's because you have no regard for yourself and for God's word. If you knew the opportunity Peter lost when the master said, let us pray together for 1 hour. And when later came back and said, no need. Sleep. Do you know the moment he said sleep, his eye cleared? When you are praying and the devil is trying to put pressure on that, know that that is your critical moment. You have to be stubborn and ruthless to be successful in the spirit. If you are the one that always rationalizes, you'll be missing many things. You'll just be seeing that there's opportunity be around me, but I'm not tapping into it. Many of those people are the forgetful hearers. They come to church, hear the word, sing, dance, do drama, share testimony, do so many things. And after they leave, they forget that they have been with the Lord. And there are many of them like that too in Nigeria, in millions. All of them are in church today. Verse 3. So when they came, what did Jesus do? He went up. The moment he saw that men followed him, he took his own level up. He didn't stay at their level. Every time you notice that there's a movement in your direction, as a result of waiting on the Lord, praying, fasting, and you are beginning to see that God is beginning to give you traction, he's giving you progress, it is not the time to sit down. Go up again. The reason why they are following is because they can see you on top. If you stay at the level, it's over. So he went up again and then he sat down there. Who did he sit with? His disciples. These ones are here for the bread. I am here for you. These ones will eat bread and go. But you will stay with me and I will transfer what I carry that produces all this. I will give it to you. There are certain things you cannot get if you follow from afar. Are you hearing me? There are certain things you cannot get if you follow from afar. This scripture is loaded. Next verse. And the Passover, a feast of Jews, was nigh, quickly. And then Jesus lifted up his eyes and saw a great company come unto him. He said unto Philip, when shall we buy bread that this may eat? This he said to what? One of the ways God tests your heart is not by what you say. He checks your reaction. Is there anybody that doesn't believe God here? Is there anybody that doesn't believe that God can do it now? Why is it that our attitude does not mirror our faith? Why are we only so powerful in our faith when we are in church? Why don't we delete that stupid guy's number and stop chatting with him? If truly you know, God can do it. On Thursday, we were at Sonia Ulu's place with Roselyn, celebrating the goodness of God for the baby. On Friday, we were at Brakola Ole's place, thanking God for the miracle of a baby girl. It's not a doctor's thing. God forbid, if something had happened, we would not be rejoicing the way we are doing this morning. I would have just sat down and said, okay, Pastor Matt, be preaching till you are tired. Because I'll be thinking of how I will leave, go and check on them. So, that's why I say, if you are not a person who has the attitude of being grateful, there are many things you miss. When you leave this service today, go to the church website. Download as many messages as possible. Listen throughout the week. You thought you heard, you didn't hear everything. These are the things I do. I'm not telling what I'm not doing. Association. Your association can affect your destiny. Don't follow from afar. Come on, say, come near. Come on, say, come near. Quickly, verse 7. Philip answered him, 200 penny worth of bread is not sufficient for them. That everyone might take a little. Just take a bite, take a bite. It's not enough. One of the disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, said to him, there is a lad here. Listen to me. When God wants to bring you out, he will use somebody. Come on, say amen. He will use somebody, the person might not even know he's being used. Andrew only pointed at the guy. If that guy knew that pointing would have led to leaving that place from 5 loaves in one hand, 2 fish, to 12 baskets, now he needs to be able to bring his business skills as an Igbo man and say, how do we move this thing out of here in 5 minutes before people rush me? Did you hear of a stampede? Did you hear of a stampede? One of the reasons for you didn't hear of a stampede is not because the young boy is smart. Jesus ensured everybody ate till they were full. And when you are full, you are going home. You don't bother about, we are okay. But imagine that people were not okay. They still say, anymore. And they see 12, young boy, drop that one. Then the area boy in the other street say, now so you go, just drop that one. A small boy, don't know life. Maybe the boy's parents were preparing. I'm telling the key to your next business move. Because people are hearing message, they are not hearing what God is saying. When Pastor Matt was talking, God gave me 2 clear instructions. It's for me, not you. If I tell you, you can't do it. You know, I keep telling people hear fancy words. People, when God speaks, you will know because it has weight. If God tells you something you are comfortable with, go and check it well. God, go and shake that brother. That's easy. But if the brother has COVID-19, and he says, it's easy, say, go and shake it. It can't be God. Why? God can touch him. I don't need to shake him. God is not restricted to time and space. That's when you start teaching physics. And he tells us it's God's word. There's a lad here, you see, he was even nameless. No name. You don't need to know my name, but you need to know my God. You don't need my name. For everybody God uses, you will get to that point, you will choose between God's glory and losing your fame. Or keep your fame and your name and lose God's glory. God will not allow you to keep both. Every man that became so big and so strong. And I say to those who are close to me, you get to any place, they begin to praise you. When you get there, don't appreciate the pastor. Begin to sing worship song and give him back the glory. Because that may be your last message. You can be going alone and God will kill you. There's something about God, whether you are born again or not, he doesn't play with his glory. With anybody. The moment people begin to talk about you, even as a man of God, and you are so big and popular, and God, may I not get to that point where the reason why people come to a place is because they heard I'm going to be there. Let them come because they say, no, God is with that man. Let's go. It's a dangerous place to be. That boy was nameless, but he was God's candidate. If God tells you to lose your name, for instance, if God tells you to write a book and don't copyright it, if God tells you to release a song and don't put your name, so they will now put composer unknown. You, until you are willing to lose your name, God will not allow you to keep it. Did you hear me now? So I'm telling you some of the roadblocks. So when you are binding devil, you need to look in worse. Next verse. Jesus said, make the men sit down. Now there was so much grass in the place. The grass, oh my God. Where the carcasses, what gathers? The eagles will gather. Where the grasses, the sheep will be there. The grass was a prophetic symbol of the availability and the strength of God's word in that place. So he told them, or you don't know that the grass symbolizes the word. He told them to sit on the word because there was revelation. It was the word incarnate. There was available. You may not know it, but it's there. It's there in your family. It's there in that situation. It's there in that thing you're asking God for. How long before this matter? Say, sit on the grass. Find my word. Sit on it. The sheep who we were likened to as the sheep of his pasture. Say, he's the shepherd. What does he feed us? Grass. What is his grass? His word. Sit on my word. Stay with me until you find that word. Then sit on it. Don't let it go. Sit on it. Don't sit on your wallet. Sit on the word. That word is heavier than your wallet. Sit on the word. Come on, tell your neighbor, sit on the word. There are people that like procrastinating and doing meeting. You know, I keep saying, if you want to go far, just start going. The moment you gather four people, let's discuss. You will not do anything. You just be there. Committee, strategy. We'll do the banner like this. We'll do the flower like this. Your wedding day is tomorrow. They will still be fighting on color. People fight on color. Family meeting. It's not their wedding, no. The person that wants to marry, that's the person. But they will fight. Why do you want to wear red? As if it's supposed to mean anything. Red is danger. Red is judgment. But that's my color. No. Then they fight. The father will go out, come back, still meet the women, fight him. Let them sit down on the grass. And the men that sat down were how many? 5,000. Next verse. And Jesus took the loaves. He took the loaves. He took what was available. He talked to his father first. You see, there are principles here for you. Because many of us are talking to people who have no business knowing anything. He gave thanks for that which was already done. It was not yet visible. You see, you can't be more spiritual than Jesus. Anything you see him do, do likewise. Jesus is not Paul. I know you like Paul and Peter, but these ones are learning from Jesus. I know you know how to bombard the gates of hell. But you want to bring the gates of hell down. But can you even slow down and give thanks? There was nothing anybody could do that day to make that five loaves. And in 5 minutes, they say, man of God, since you are the preacher, you just take it. You understand? But what I want to show you, the foundation for that miracle. When they said, let's send them away. Maybe you should stand up and take a stroll. This year, 2021, I will not speak in parables to anybody. I've told all the pastors. There was a man that slept while Paul was preaching. If not for miracle power, they would have gone to bury the man. There was something Jesus said, Pastor, that touched me. The foundation of that miracle of 5 loaves and 2 fish. He said, I cannot send them away. Peter, man of God. You know, you are a preacher. We have been in business. Sir, let us handle this thing. We will arrange them. Send them away. Jesus said, no. They have been with me. They've heard the word of life. Now, let's give them the word of bread. Peter said, because Peter could not even see it. You see, some of those things you are praying for, you have not prayed to the point where the miracle forms in your mind. That's why your soul can't grab it. So the miracle is looking far off. So when we stay in the place of prayer, we are praying till the miracle becomes so visible to us. I remember when I had that accident and my skin was scarred from here up to my thighs. The day after I proposed to my wife, fiancé then, was when I had the accident. I said, this is a bad sign. That's what some people are saying, oh, it's a bad sign. I said that I didn't tell anybody I proposed to anybody. Huh? I just clocked 2019. That was when I proposed to her. Now, don't do that at home. Yeah, you still go and read your book. This is not in the Bible now. Just read your book. If you are hearing this one now, don't propose to anybody if you are 19. Just focus on the Lord and lift up your eyes. Because I wasn't looking for a sister. I was searching for God. It was God that brought up her matter. I didn't talk about it. So it's not like I was looking. I had my own arrangement. That didn't work. Now, looking back at that girl, that louted girl, looking back, I realized, no. If I call her name now, I don't know if she could be watching. Or people who know I could be watching. I realized that my nature, because every time she comes to me, you know, Egbenga, I don't know, I'm having some issues in my school. She's always talking gently. Then the thing used to switch me the way she's talking. Because we are bad. In my mind, like, in my mind, though, you know, I don't know, just so bothered. For me, I was just like, wow. See the way she's talking. Soft spoken, like Oni. My brother, but she's laid back. I don't know what's wrong. I'm having this problem. There's this GST cause. If you try that thing with me now, sit up. You can't fulfill your destiny like this. What's this? Is that how you talk? I realized that if I'd made that mistake, now I'll be spending all my life trying to. God, my life, I'm on a fast lane. You understand? I don't want this laid back. Be careful. So some people, that's what they like. But it took me time to realize. I didn't want anybody I'll be cleaning up after. And do yourself. I need somebody I could relate with intellectually. If I throw it, you catch it. Say no, look at it like this. Bah, I will pick it. Say, oh sharp. So if you want me to even leave my wife, I can't do that. I've done that route with her. To start it with you is a problem. So just leave me. You understand? Just leave me. This intellectual thing that the other aspect that Peter had, let's pursue them. Jesus brought in the tool of compassion. That was the bedrock of that miracle. That he could not stand the risk that people were going home and they collapsed. That when we are in church here, we cannot stand the risk that one of us is in need. and we didn't do anything. Do you understand what I'm saying, sir? That is the bedrock of miracle of not Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost. If you do that one and there is no genuine compassion and love for people, that is how I can be in that office there and I lay hands on somebody and I sleep off. That's happened to me 3 times. On Sunday, the person thought I was in the spirit. I don't know. You know, if she wanted to attack me, it would have been easy. Kadalima satire. You know, then that sweat will just form here. Thank you, Jesus. In her mind, she's waiting for me to say, this is what God revealed to me. I just left and came back. So I now say, it is where, it's where. Your miracle is, you've got your miracle. But sincerely, it happened to me 3 times, once at night, twice in the day. Do you know what kept me there? I could have been like, you know what, call me, I'm out. Compassion. Because last, everybody will be all right. Whether I pray for you or not. You want to see the power of God? You want to see the grace of God? Do like Jesus. As much as is in your ability, let people's journey around you be easier. Did you hear that? I've not preached my message. I'm just explaining this chapter. No, seriously. I'm not even looking. I have my note. Are you still here? Maybe I should leave this message here another day. Okay. For you to know that I am interested in your journey being easy, I will drop my iPad. He says it's here. No. It's not there. I've given it. I don't have it again. I'll just read this one. My intention is not to be a super preacher to the members of this church. My goal is to make your journey more fruitful and easier. The power is there. It's not, you know, and this weekend I'm on break. I need to save my strength for other things. He took the loaves and gave thanks. Listen to me. There are some things with God you can't negotiate. There are some things, the moment you pull that button, God doesn't close his eyes to you. Like thanksgiving. And when he had distributed to the disciples, did you observe that Jesus didn't attend to the people directly? Hello? Did you see it? He blessed it. They took it from the lad, but didn't return it to the lad. He gave it to the disciples. That is why God gave you prophets. That's why he gave you pastors. God's method and strategy is very clear. Every child of his, including an apostle, must belong to a house. He went as far, was in John 10, was talking to us about the good shepherd. And he said, I still have other sheep that are outside. I will go and look for them and bring them into the sheepfold. Because the only way I can account for them is in the local assembly. That's God's strategy. You will never go anywhere and see a map anywhere and say, this is the kingdom of God. God's children are everywhere, all over the world. How God accounts for them is to put them in churches. This one, 20 people. This one, 50 people. This one, depending on their need, takes them to another place. Even though they are family members. Say, but this one, no. Let this one go to MFM. This one, let him go to Harvest World. This one, let him go to Numa World. By his own spirit. The only way, hear me again, God accounts, the only way God can ask a pastor, because Peter was teaching us that we will be required as pastors to account for every soul that was in our care. So the judgment of a pastor is beyond being born again. So in case you are aspiring to be one in the next political dispensation, In case you are hoping that God will call you, okay, we have called you now. But let me tell you the judgment. Your going to heaven is one part. Your wife and children is another matter. Because there is a requirement that God expects of a minister as it relates to his family. So you can see the judgment. Then God will now come to his love life. Personal love life. Then God will now go into the congregation. The day Brother Kola Ole was stranded, what did you do? I didn't hear, sir. Whose responsibility is it? Said the said pastor, wrong again. This is why the way you do appraisal in your office is the way they are going to do it that day. Are you hearing me? That's why even the scripture teaches us that make it easy for your pastors to be able to pastor you. Don't sit in your corner and say, nobody check on me. You didn't go to church for 3 weeks and nobody missed you. Is that not a sign that you're not relevant? You better carry yourself and come back. If you are sick, you are the one feeling the fever, take your phone, send a text to the brother who lives, the church member who lives around your area. That one guarantees something immediately. Somebody can quickly come and check you. There's no wisdom in that one. Then you send a message to your pastor or you call him. If you can't call Pastor Gbenga on the phone, call him on WhatsApp. Everything is working. In fact, if you call on Telegram, I can also pick your call. I can even pick your call from my laptop. Yeah? My laptop is that techie. It's HP. If you call me on WhatsApp, I pick most WhatsApp calls now on my laptop. Yeah? But to sit in your corner, it is a bad thing when your pastor moves backward for you and doesn't want to offend you and he keeps quiet. The same way it is a bad thing when your boss has looked at you and he says, we'll meet on appraisal day. It was the compassion of Jesus. Do you know that what Peter said was actually right? It was actually easier for them and cost effective to have allowed the people to go. Worst case, he would have paired the weak ones with the strong ones. So it was a very fantastic business model and everybody would have made it to the other side. My sister shared her testimony of her healing and I wasn't surprised because I've learned from God that sometimes when I pray and I ask God and God says it is done, that it is done may be another 2 weeks. Sometimes all I need to do is to now fight the fight of faith, stand on the fact that Baba said it is done. You see, this standing on this, what God has said, is where most of us find challenging. Because we are actually feeling pain at that moment. But God is not a man that he should lie. Neither is he the son of man that should repent. If he has said it, he can't swallow his words back. His words can't come back to him and say, I missed the address. When he says it. Now, hear me. 2 weeks ago or 3 weeks ago, we had a business day here and a career day here. Now, if you wanted me to come and tell you I was praying and then God showed me a vision that we should do this Sunday unusual, that information was not necessary for you, but it was what was revealed. And I also knew that immediately after that Sunday jobs will start flying. And I knew that businesses will start moving. So what we did was to prepare for that move. How do I explain this? In the forex market, in the forex market, now look at this stage here. This is This is support. Say support. This is resistance. Say resistance. What it means is that if, for instance, you are in the gold market or you are trading silver, please hear what I'm saying. Because when people now, is their amala that their boyfriend has promised them, or where they want to take your wife to, that you are thinking of. Now, if a price, please listen to me. Can you give me just 15 more minutes? Huh? Can you give me just 15 more minutes? What I'm sharing with you now, if you understand it, sincerely speaking, if your life doesn't move forward in 1 year, leave this church. I have committed myself to a journey of knowledge. I am reading everything, asking people anything. Ask Charles this question. I've asked him some questions this morning. As I'm leaving here, I'm having a meeting with somebody 4 p.m. The person is my younger brother. He calls me his father-in-law. I say, please, Pastor Shehi, can I see you by 4 p.m.? I want to learn some things from you. He said, hey, Pastor. I said, no, Pastor, yeah. You have something I don't really understand. I want you to explain to me. It's okay, Pastor, come with your laptop. Come with this, come with that, come with that. I say, 4 p.m. is the time. It's on Sunday. When I finish preaching, I should go home and sit down and serve the man of God. I say, you are doing well. Doing well. Don't be deceived. God is not mocked. Whatever a man sows, that will he reap. If you invest in knowledge, the color of your skin won't matter. This is support. That means that if we are trading gold, or we are, what are the global commodities? Let's say cocoa. Now, the price has been the peak price, say last year, 2 naira per, let's say gold per ounce. Then we are forecasting on CNN that the price will rise to 10 naira from 2 naira. That's a huge call. So the price rises to 4, comes down, rises to 10 naira here. But it could not stay at that price, so it came down because of the forces of demand and supply. But now we are forecasting that it's not even 10 naira again. This is going to 25. Now, that's a bigger call. Now, every time the thing comes down, it drops at this support level because that's the, like, at all, it will be that price. Just the way pure water cannot be less than 5 naira. Do you understand what I'm saying? That's the general price. But now some of you are buying the 20 naira, Abi. So, at all, 5 naira. Now, we are forecasting that from 5 naira, we are going to 25. So every time he tries to move, there's resistance. He's not able to sustain. Until maybe Dangote comes and says, I want to invest. God bless you. I'll call you. Let's appreciate Pastor Matt. Now, follow my example. I have just 15 minutes. Please follow this example. Then, it's in this thing, I want you to be applying this spiritually. Because this is a spiritual principle. Am I clear at the back? Now, you are trying to break from this 5. Every time it goes to 5, it comes to 7 naira. It comes back to 5. 7 naira, 8 naira, comes back to 5. Comes to 9 naira, goes back to 5. It tries to eat 10. It comes back again. It couldn't sustain the pressure. Then at 8 naira, Dangote wants to fulfill the prophecy. It now comes out. We are starting a water project in Kano and Lagos. And we are going to be exporting. So we are going to need a lot of dealers. Suppliers. Because we are going to produce so much, we will need to move to Togo, Benin Republic, Ghana. So you saw an opportunity. But he just came out and announced on the news. That information, he has not gone to Saito. He only announced. But because everybody knows Dangote has capacity. That's another one. That information alone drives the price. And it breaks 10 naira. It breaks this resistance, then turns this resistance to the new support. Oh my God, if you didn't understand that one, now I'm lost. It moved the resistance from 5 naira to 10 naira. So now Dangote has not started. But even if the price now begins to go up and come down, it will be doing 10 naira, 11 naira, 12 naira, 10 naira, 11, 12 naira, 10 naira, 11, 12. Those who enter that price at 5 naira, they are benefiting from that movement, going in and out, playing around it, playing around it, playing around it. That's what happens when you are at a 5 naira position and God gives you a word. So what many of you did was that you received the word and you went to sleep. Just like we had a career service here and had a business service here. And after that, the first thing that my wife said is, everybody go and edit your CV. Some of us did not do it because we weren't even expecting the miracle to be quick. But God already knew that there was going to be a news or an information. Somebody will call you and that thing will favor you. So the first thing you should have done was to go and edit your CV. My wife says she has about 8 different types of CV. One is for multinationals, one for telecoms. She has different types depending on who is talking. And they are labeled like that. Do you see why sometimes when you pray, God is just laughing? Because he knows you want your miracle, but you are not serious enough for it. Who doesn't want a miracle? Who doesn't want a major move? But you are not, your body language is telling God something else. Go back and edit your CV. Go back and clean up your working, that your office shop where you normally sell. Take broom, go there, sweep the place. Resume 8 a.m. properly dressed, even if your office is in your house. You don't have a work mindset. You got your job that week. Tobe got another job that week. And there were people that lost opportunities. One man said, Jesus healed me. And Jesus said, do you believe? Forget about the healing. Do you even believe I can do it? The man said, actually, help my own belief. What people say is not always where they are standing. You must understand support and resistance. So what God used to move you from the 5 naira level when he gave you that prophetic word was to have gone back to the place of prayer and begin to trade with that word. Begin to trade with that word. Don't look at anything happening around you. Don't look at the fact that when he said it, things became worse. Take that word that he gave you 3 years ago. Take that word he gave you 7 years ago in that meeting. Take that word and begin to trade with it. My brother, there is a God part and a you part to every covenant. God will not do his part and do your part. The day you wake up and start doing your part is the day that your morning comes. And when you start trading, God will be watching you. Then a news comes. We want to move you now. You know you don't have a job. We want to move you now from 5 naira to 10 naira. Are you hearing something? Bele, how are you? Where have you been? I've not seen you. That's your neighbor. Say, I've not seen you in a while. It's not that he has not seen you. That's the day God said you will be remembered. Lillian, come and see me at home. She comes late as usual. Because that's how you go. Pastor cannot correct you. Now, the thing is even affecting your life, affecting your job, affecting your career, affecting your marriage, affecting your business. And he says the devil. It's easy to blame the devil. There are many things Satan has gone to prison for. That is not his fault. But it's a good excuse. I'm a pastor. I can decide not to develop myself again. I'll be reading Bible. Why am I back in Unilag? Why am I back, going back, studying the financial market? Your excuse is not tenable, Kenny. You don't need to have a degree there, but there's something that is in your hand. When Jesus was going to multiply, he asked for the 5 loaves in that boy's hand. There's something in your hand. We need to stop making excuses. You stop making excuses for 6 months, see the difference in your life. That's why when someone tells me, like the person that called me from the east, I want to leave my marriage. I say, go and call your husband. Go and call your husband. When your husband comes, now we will hear the true story. It's not always the man that is the bad guy. Then at the end, I told her, go and discuss with your pastor. Because your pastor knows two of you. He knows the criminal among the two of you. Me, I'm just a substitute. You know, they remove Ronaldo, put me. I can't judge this matter well because I don't know two of you. In fact, I've never seen two of them in my life. Everything's on phone. But somebody referred them. So pastor should not do miracle. Meanwhile, your pastor in your church, you don't even recognize him. Why are you talking to me? Why are you not going to the church to talk to your pastor? You see why you, Holy Ghost, say, I am not here. Hello? Go and clean up your table. Now that you have gotten this job, what, you are now on a new support level. You are no more at 5 naira. You are 10 naira. But if you don't take economic decisions, spiritual decisions in God's presence, covenant with God, concerning that your new level, you can drop. Is somebody hearing me now? There are people that are not here now. They will not come on Wednesday on Zoom. Sometimes you think it is transport that is making people not show up to church. No. It is rebellion. Because even the one that requires data, they don't come. Then they now call me on the phone asking me something that I taught on Wednesday. They are having a problem on Thursday. But if they were online, they would have heard me address it. There are people that are going into relationships. They don't tell their pastor. They tell every other person outside. Then later they come and say, ah, he broke my heart. Who? Is your heart a tumbler? Who broke it? Give me his name now. I break him. We break it. But you gave him the heart. But your heart actually is not tumbler. You know tumbler? It's not glass. So there's one kind of, some of Robin Ball will know. That tumbler is heavy. And you drink with it, you feel it. The water is sweeter because it's heavy. I drink Gouda with it. You also feel it. Because I didn't drink Gouda, but I've seen those that drink with it. They feel it. They smile in a different way. So it broke my heart. The moment the brother came to you, how can you be a member of Harvest World? I have taught on the ways of the Spirit. I've taught on how to walk with God. I've taught on how to respond when you are in a crisis. You didn't take care of those messages and listen to it. You are now listening to one apostle somewhere that doesn't know you. Those are the people you are celebrating online. What you do not respect or value cannot benefit you. By the grace of God, I worked in the bank for almost 12 years. By the grace of God, I didn't stay there. I started my own HR company with both accounting and financial aspects. The current client we service, we don't even charge them 1 naira. But I'm not doing it for money. Do you understand? Customer, the client is making money, but we are not charging. Because we are new in the market. So if you think I didn't go to school, or you think there's anything you can tell me that will shock me, you don't understand. I've been close to losing my job and then God promoted me. There's no amount of pain you can tell me. I've lost money in business. And even in dollars, to the tune of thousands at once. Just caught fire. When you see people come into church and say they are angry at God, you are forsaking your own mercy. Because that's the only person that will still listen to you. You see me, the way I hold him, because I have nowhere else to go. Say, come this side. No. Ah, leave me here. Say, you will not make it there. Your wife is there. I just hold him. I don't know what's happening there, but let me be here. They say they are making money there. I beg, leave me. Everything I'm studying, everything I'm reading must not be anything that will give me an alternative. My desire to follow him was not because I had money. He found me when I was lost. All of a sudden, you are very wise. I don't know, maybe nothing's happening here, but just leave me. Leave me. Have you seen when you are trying to remove a child from a mother's clutch when she's trying to go out? The way she clings. Have you seen the strength those children demonstrate? When they cling to you, say, oh boy, you know you can't move. The strength comes. Mosa wonurelo. Mosa wonurelo. Akpata. Aye, aye, Mosa wonurelo. When you are on the altar, you preach like a man of God. But when you go back, you go flat on your face and you hold him again. I know all the principles. I prayed, I fasted, prophesied, but it's still you. If you don't show me the way, I'm lost. This is why people are suffering, sir. When he wanted to marry, you knew the fasting and prayer I did. Now he said, yeah, you just need to know the principles. Ha. Because things worked out for you early, now gives you the right to talk to people anyhow. People are forsaking their daily mess. People are behaving like rebellious people, like people who never met Christ. And they are wondering why the Lord's hand is shortened. God came out and said, my hands are not shortened. It was your sin. The word sin there is translated rebellion. Not fornication. Rebellion. Your decision to choose another way of life that is foreign to our culture. Your decision to be showing your cleavage without regard that you are a temple of the Holy Ghost. Your regard to have nothing. You cannot even point to what your money is doing in the house of God. But you are taking girl out. And when you spend 10 times, say, ah, you say, yeah, yeah. Say, so can we do next week? Say, yeah. Then you wake up. You don't have credit to call your pastor, to follow up people in your area. Hope you guys are okay. But you'll be calling informer. And you even call and you sing. You that everybody know cannot sing. Informer, oh, be dancing like Obioma. Hey, informer, oh, there's one guy like that, Obioma. Informer, the guy just be laughing. See the here dancing. But everybody knows you stand like a log of wood during praise worship. Because you are not feeling Femi. You are not feeling peace. That choir, they need to do something. But when you are at Ifoma, oh, Ifoma, eh. You say, you mind, I'm so good. She say, ah, Lori, lo. Let me tell you something. God is not far away. Come on, say amen. God knows where every one of us are in our lives. And God is willing to help. But you've got to stretch out your hands. You can't say, God, help me. And mentally, you've calculated three alternatives because in your mind, God is always slow. Nobody left that meeting that day asking, ha, Omo, we go that meeting, but the stress they had going back removed all the blessings from their life. Because if they had gone back hungry, they would have started complaining. God killed people in the wilderness because of complaining. They would have lost all their miracles. That boy that was crippled and became healed, we just noticed on the way. Why that man is a false prophet? They will blame the pastor. Because miracles do not fix your posture before God. Miracles can help you, but they do not help. Miracles do not tell you how to walk with God. It is the word. Somebody that went to that meeting and saw the way Jesus was healing people, but he will not just look at the miracles. He will look at the way Jesus was behaving. I noticed that when they wanted to send people away, it was Jesus that said, no. That means compassion is a culture in our kingdom. Then he will write it down. Then he noticed. He said, just look unto Jesus, the author. He knows. He's not been reading Hare Krishna. You better settle down and read this one. Say, I want to know what all those occultists are. The The guy was looking at Jesus and he said, "Hey, I saw the way he prayed. He did not really pray for a miracle. He prayed a prayer of thanksgiving." The same thing was what he did when he wanted Lazarus to come back to life. That means in the scheme and the ratings of prayer, the prayer of thanksgiving is one of the most powerful prayers. That was what raised Lazarus. That was what multiplied. As I'm saying it now, somebody's learning something. Somebody's mind again has traveled. I just gave you a key now. That when you stay in God's presence for 2 hours and you are just thanking Him and just worshiping Him, God says you are, that kind of prayer has the capacity to raise the dead, has the capacity to multiply from what you already have, give you surplus. That's what God is saying in that. But you only see that when you look unto Jesus. Then, this man is strong. Oh. Hey, Holy Ghost, all the spirit, all the fire. Slow down. Can you thank me? Oh yeah, do it. 15 minutes. Are you tired? Can continue now? Because all of us want an application, an Instagram app. Punch it, get what you want. But God doesn't like, God likes fellowship. Huh? When you sleep with a lady without exciting her first, it's called rape. So God wants pleasure. He doesn't just want this 5 minutes thing. So when I decide to stay with Him, it is because I want koinonia. I want fellowship. I want the ways of the Lord to be in my heart. And I want Him to remove any false way. Any false way that is in me. So when I come to church, I come because we met in the room. Now it's time for a gathering of people who have also been meeting Him during the week to come together. And a day will come, and that day is always almost here. When we gather like this, let, if one had a psalm, then another had a prophecy, let all, then another had a doctrine, but let all things be done decently and in order. The days are here. Very soon, we will have those meetings on Sunday mornings where pastor will not preach. He will come out and give us an exhortation. Then she will come and take a song. It will not be the choir that day. Then bro, my brother here will come out. My brother will come out. Kamsi will come out. 5 minutes, 7 minutes. And everybody will be taking notes. Encouraging each other. Giving each other the strength for the day. One will chase 1,000. Two will chase 10,000. What happens if we are 50? What you are looking for is not missing. Embrace the cross and live. Embrace the cross of Jesus and live. If that was the only way that was given to us, the way of the cross, there is no other way. Motivational message can't fix it. Telling you to think good, think rich, think positive. If you like, don't think positive. That's your business. But as far as the way of this cross is concerned, it's the way of love. And sometimes, love will require you to say no to people. Come on, say amen. I say love will what? Require you to say no to people. Because if you have a brother that always live above his means, and you, you're out of your 10 naira, you are saving 2 naira, he now has problem. He now comes to Bracola. You know, Bracola always representing God to say no. If you give him, you are not helping him. In fact, if you meet me today, I will tell you this is the money, but I won't give you. Normally, just to use wisdom. I'll use wisdom. But now I won't use wisdom. I will show you the money. Then I put him back in my pocket. Say, because you are an irresponsible person. I will tell you. Because people don't want someone that will challenge them. Meanwhile, me, I'm looking for someone that will challenge me. Because I've seen where I'm going next. And I realize I will not get there if I'm too comfortable. The Lord will help us. Go back home and read this. I didn't preach the message. I just read it. But those, you know, after our Lord Jesus spoke to John, what did he say to him? Who heard that statement? Was it not John? Who was God speaking to from Revelations 1? John. He spoke to John. Gave him prophetic words. Chapter 2. Did you see how powerful those prophecies were? It will be, it's what we pastors think. We think the message is for the people. It's not for us. God is speaking to me for you. I'm not concerned. Me, I'm just a messenger. Pastor that does not pay tithe, asking others to pay tithe, is on his own. Yeah, it's not in the Bible. Paul did not talk about it. Is that so? You really want to go there? You really want to go there? Melchizedek. The order of Melchizedek that Jesus belongs to. I hope you know Jesus is not Levitical. All of you calling yourself house of Levite. All those choir all over the world calling themselves house of Levite. They should hear, we are house of Melchizedek. We are not house of Levite. It's a popular choir name all over the world. It's your name, self, I don't care. The first thing he collected from Abraham was what? Tithe. That means that priesthood recognizes tithe. So if Jesus in Hebrews is after the order, what does that mean? You can argue with your keypad. God has covenanted the way he has chosen he wants to bless his children. Just like the government removes your tax without your permission. Don't kid yourself. You are only helping yourself when you tithe. If I know you are not a tither and you come to me, I won't help you. Your only saving grace is if I don't know. The day I know, I won't help you again. There are certain things we can do. You'll be scoring a distinction with God. One of it is our love life. The other one, our giving life. The third one, soul winning. We went to fight somewhere last 2 weeks. Went to fight with area boys in Bagada. I was there. Ah, can you come? Who jammed the car? I was the one supporting the other side. Because my friend's car was hit. She now told me, Benga, they beat my car. Benga, you're alone. I rushed out of the house. That day you were there. I told my wife I was tired. But you know the way she called me? I didn't know when. You know this issue of soft voice? So it's always affecting men. I jump out. Hey, what's the matter? I said, I'm coming. I didn't even tell my wife where I was going. I just jump out. Where's the guy? Say, just ran away. Where's the other car? We are there for 3 hours. Fighting. No. I was telling her, be calm. Okay, we are the police, you know. We are just trying to talk. The next day, the owner of the car came from Badagry. He's a musician. All those Fuji musicians. He now came. Ah, Baba. Hey, Lagbamoto. Money, Shetty, Mowani. Have you brought money? Yeah, Baba. Baba. Am I helping you? When he tell him, I help. Who will fix the car? He said, I should help you. Who will fix the car? He said, but as of you, when you get friend, you're going to share with me. As of girlfriend, money, I think we have called the panel. Let them come. So we were just talking. He got to me and now came. And as he was going, he now turned back and said, Pastor, excuse me. And now turned. Come on. Show me, Jay. I remove my glass because I don't want anybody to say he's a responsible man. I remove my glass. I want Nika, dirty Nika. So, Alpha, hello, how much you conclude? How much? The money got to my cave. And I was trying to talk to him in low tones. So I turned. He just came by, Pastor, sorry. One of the area boys now said, Say, sir, you're a pastor. I kept quiet. Because I'm thinking of how all my effort will be wasted. We have been fighting since yesterday, want to collect money. And now we have gotten to the final place. In fact, this he go to me. I need to call him and tell him my mind. You know, he go to me, just pastor, and turn back. Whatever he said, I can't even remember. The guy now said, do you know what the guy said that touched me? He said, I've been looking at your face. I wasn't sure. You preached to me 2 years ago. I said, you know me? I said, I can't recognize you. He said, you met me in a corner. I was drinking. And then you came to me and you touched me. And you said, what is this thing doing for you? Why don't you give your life to Christ? He remembered the words I said. I could not even recognize him again. But he said, see that me so. This week, I'm going back to that den. I want to go and look for that guy again. The moment he said, I witnessed to him, I just carried my phone. I called the owner of the car. Leave these people. Kosoromo, there's nothing again. There's nothing again. I have sowed seed here. I cannot walk against my seed. I cannot continue from here. Shebi, you have comprehensive insurance. Why are you stressing my life? I said, I challenge you. Shebi, you have comprehensive insurance. You bring an old man like me to be settling quarrel. And I faced that one. I fought that one. Because the guy that said I preached to him, the day before, he was so angry, he took a plank and broke somebody's head. So I was trying to imagine the contention in the spirit. That I didn't see that this guy has capacity to break head. When I went to him and I said, give your life to Jesus. If I knew, I won't preach to him. If I knew this guy can break head, I won't preach to him. So I will not break my head. So, but something moved me. And 2 years after, the guy said, but I know you. Hey, I wasn't sure, but now you, I know. Say you came to cut your hair, and then you saw me taking alcohol, and then he came to me, you didn't cut your hair. He said, what is this thing doing for you? It was a direct statement. Why not give your life to Jesus? So this week, by God's grace, I'm going back to that then to ask around for him. I have one of their numbers. I will call them and ask for his own and invite him for a chat. Because for the seed to be speaking to me back, it means there's opportunity. So I'm going back there. You can never miss it with direct attempt at soul winning. Those things give you a distinction. If you expect God to do your own business, how are you doing his own? Souls are still dying and they are going to hell. And you can sit comfortably and ask for his blessings. Let's pray. Jesus, Son of God, as we go into the week, we receive your mercy.